Doe, Ball Hawk Show.
What up, what up, what up, Doe, Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Uh-huh. Brick layers and ball shorts.
Coaching from the side of the ball court.
If you know, you know.
One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrongs.
If you know, you know.
If you know about the carport, the trap door's supposed to be awkward.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, though? Ooh, 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 ooh. It's the Ball Hawk Show. After a victory, how can you not be juiced? And it's North Carolina week. How can you not be juiced? Woo, I appreciate everybody that's taking the time out their day to listen to the latest episode of the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spreaker, Podbean. Subscribe. I need you to subscribe and leave those reviews. I appreciate everybody that's been leaving reviews on iTunes, man, because it helps the trend. Helps with visibility. The feedback is always welcome. And definitely, man, definitely appreciate all the support. If you haven't already, make sure you check out AberInsurance.net. If you're looking for insurance, that's auto, home, life, any type of insurance, holler at the good people at Able Insurance, servicing the state of Virginia for over 20 years. If you are here locally in Charlottesville, go up to Rio Road and walk up in the offices and tell them the Ball Hawk sent you and they take care of you. Also, man, make sure you visit Player Zone also. If you're a young basketball player, man, you want some one-on-one training, go to the Player Zone. Ball Hawk is affiliated with them as well. I'll get more into details as we get through the podcast. You know what I mean? But you know how we do. It's your first time listening, man. We go over the numbers. Then I give you the offensive breakdown, defensive breakdown, my overall thoughts for the game in its totality. And we try to get out of here in like 45 minutes or less. But before we get started, it's like Martin with King B. But first, I must dance. Before I start the podcast and I get into it, I got to get my mind right. And today when I was running my miles, I just kept listening to this song over and over. Can you imagine listening to one song over and over for 5 miles? I did that today. It's Tupac, Ghetto Gospel. It just spoke to me this morning. I was listening to Tupac and this song popped up. And I just hit repeat. And I kept listening to it. And I was like, you know what, man? This get me in a great mood to really break down what I want to talk about. So if you don't like music, you might want to fast forward probably 90 seconds. But if you like music and to get your mind right like me, we're going to let it roll. Tupac, speak to the people for me. Come on. Speak to them. Let's get ready, man. We about to break down this Illinois game. Yeah.
Those who wish to follow me.
Yeah. A little ghetto gospel.
I welcome with my hands.
Let's go, Pac. Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. My favorite rapper of all time. My goat. Let's go. Speak to my soul, Tupac. Huh. No cursing.
If I could recollect before my hood days, I sit and reminisce, think of the bliss of the good days.
The good days.
I stop and stare at the younger, my heart goes to them. They tested with stress that they under. And nowadays things change. Everyone's ashamed of the youth, cause the truth look strange. And for me it's reversed. We left them a world that's cursed and it hurts.
Uh-huh.
Cause any day to push the button and all good men like Malcolm X and Bobby Hutton die for nothing.
For nothing.
Don't it make it get teary? The world looks dreary. When you have your eyes, see it clearly. There's no need for you to fear me. If you take your time to hear me, maybe you can learn to cheer me.
Cheer.
It ain't about black or white, cause we're human. I always see the light before it's ruined. My ghetto gospel.
Those who wish to follow me.
A little ghetto gospel. Them with my hand. Let's go, man. Let's go. This show don't get you in a good mood. Come on, man. Stop having that fixed mindset, man. Have a growth mindset. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. That's it. Man, that first verse, man, he dropped a lot of jewels in there, man. You know, because we'll complain about the youth, but not realizing, man, we set them up in this cursed world. What do we do? Don't fear me. Take the time to hear me. And then sooner or later, you probably start cheering me. Let's go. Let's get right into it, man. You know how we got started off, man. Let me get my man Andrew.
Jizzle going crazy.
Start the instrument off with Andrew Brown. Let's go. All right, man. We're going to recap. I done messed up. There we go. Let's recap the Wahoos' latest victory versus the Fighting Illini from Illinois. They won by a score of 42-14. When we look at the team stats, 31 first downs to 20. That was the score I had for the game on my pregame show. WINA 1070 with Jay James, Antonio Rice, Tank. But that wasn't the score. That was just the first down. So I got the first downs right, 31 to 20. We got 7 first downs via the rushing, 19 passing, and 5 by penalty. We had 133 net rushing yards as a team. They had 116. We ran the ball 33 times. They ran the ball 27 times. This was a team that came in running the ball 41 and a half times. So we cut that in half. We averaged 4.0 yards a rush. They averaged 4.3. We had 423 yards passing. They had 221 yards passing. We attempted 40 passes. They attempted 45. So we was pretty much balanced. 40 passes, 33 rushes. We took them out their comfort zone and made them throw more than rushing. They came in with like 20 more rushing attempts than pass attempts. We averaged 15 yards per completion, 10 yards per attempt. So that's vertical. We're trying to get down the field. 5 passing TDs, over 500 yards of total offense yet again. They had 337. We ran 73 plays. They ran 72 plays. We had 8 penalties this game. They had 8 penalties. We had 74 penalty yards. They had 90 penalty yards. We punted the ball 3 times for a total of 140 yards, a net punt average of 39. I mean, the average yards was 46, but the net was 39. And then they punted the ball 7 times. Time of possessions, we won that 31-19 to 27-52. Every quarter, we won the time of possession, every single quarter. Third downs, we was 40%, 40 of 10. They was 6 of 17. We was 1 of 1 on fourth down. They were 0-2 on fourth down attempts. No points off of turnovers. We missed 2 field goals. Individual stats. Wayne Talapapa had 10 carries. Ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, round of applause. Round of applause. A running back had at least 10 carries. Wayne Talapapa was the recipient of that. 10 carries, 35 yards. You do the math. That's 3.5 yards a carry. Brennan had 5 for 32. 6.2 yards a carry. Devin Darrington had 4 carries, 24 yards. He had a long of 18. Brennan had a long of 17. Wayne had a long of 11. Keaton, 4-24, long of 11. Mike Hollins, 4-22, long of 14. Ronnie Walker, 1 carry, 4 yards. Then the Kraken, Ira Armstead, had a negative 5 net. So if you take Ira out, everybody was getting you at least 5. I mean, Wayne got you the dirty work yards, but Brennan averaged 6 yards a carry, Devin 6, Keaton 6, Mike Hollins 5, Ronnie 4. So if we did carries, you got 10 for Wayne, plus 4 with Devin, that's 14, plus 4 for Hollins, that's 18, plus 1 for Ronnie, that's 19. So So 19 carries for the backs. And for the quarterbacks, you got 5, 4, that's 9. That's 13. So, hey, the backs won in carries. The backs won. Give it up for the running backs. They won in carries this game. Passing yards, Brennan was 27 of 36, 405 yards, 5 touchdowns, sacked 0 times. Dontavian Wicks was 1 of 1 for 18 yards. The interception that Brennan threw was a great play by the DB. Receiving, Billy Kemp, 6 catches, 55 yards, 1 touchdown. Jelani Woods, 5 catches, 122. I got to cut the instrument off. Jelani Single Zero Woods is a man. He's a man. He grown. 5 catches, 122 yards. Keaton, 5 catches, 68 yards. And because it was a stat that I was looking for. Let me see if I can find it right quick as far as the receivers. I think 3 of them average like 20 yards a catch, if I'm not mistaken. Let me get that pulled up right quick. Bear with me. Box score. Please don't play in the back. Let me cut and make sure the video don't play. So, yeah. So, Jelani Woods had 5 catches, 122 yards, averaged 24.4 yards a catch and 1 touchdown. Rashawn Henry, 3 catches, 74 yards, averaged 24.7 yards a catch. Wicks, 3 catches, 69 yards, averaged 23 yards a catch. You got 3 dudes averaging 23 yards a catch. That's 11 catches. 11 catches. And they with an average of 24 yards. Think about that, bro. That's a lot of explosive plays right there. Usually explosive plays, they usually chart between like anything over 15 yards is looked at as explosive. Like 18 to 20 yards, depending on the coach or the coordinator. But 18 to like once you get to the 18-yard territory, that's considered like an explosive play. That's a lot of catches. And then even Brennan had 1 catch of 18. That's an explosive play also. So we could say we had 12 explosive plays. Well, I take that back because Keaton had a 23-yard catch also. Yeah, that's fun. I just wanted to throw that out there. Keep going down. Mike Hollins, 2 catches, 11 yards. Tyler Popper, 1 catch, 3 yards and a touchdown. Dimmick had 1 catch for 3 yards. And Armstead had 1 catch, no yards. Dontavian had 2 touchdown catches. I will say, Brennan is very efficient with the football this year. I love his balance in the pocket. He's throwing darts. He's anticipating receivers coming out of their break, so he's not waiting to see where they're at. Individually on defense, we got Joey Blunt has 7 tackles, 5 solo. Noah Taylor, 7 tackles, 4 solo. Blunt had 1 tackle for a loss. Noah had 2 sacks, 2 tackles for a loss, 1 pass breakup. Nick Jackson has 7 tackles, 1 QB hurry. Antonio Clary had 7 tackles, half a tackle for a loss. Anthony Johnson is Gucci. Gucci man had 5 tackles, half a tackle for a loss, an interception, and 2 pass breakups. Y'all give it up for Gucci, man. It's Gucci. Hold on, I got a theme song for you, Gucci. No, I'm going to say that for defense. We're going to say that for defense. We got a theme song for Gucci, man. Just for you, Gucci, man. Just for you, bro. I got a theme song for you. Every time you make a play, I got a theme song for you, man. Let me make sure I got it. Yep, it's up here. I got it queued up. Nick Grant, 4 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, a forced fumble, 2 pass breakups. He had a couple of thumping hits, too. Hunter Stewart had 3 tackles, 1 sack, 1 tackle for a loss. Derrick Bratton, 3 tackles. Mandy Alonso, 3 tackles. Micah Diatta, 2 tackles, 1 quarterback hurry. Elijah Gaines, 2 tackles, 1 pass breakup. Elliot Brown, 2 tackles. Nusa, 2 tackles. Devontae Cross, 2 tackles, 1 pass breakup. Ben Smiley, 1 tackle. Fentress, 1 tackle. Smiley had a quarterback hurry. Corn King, 1 tackle. Chalmers, 1 tackle. Tyler Popple, 1 tackle. Fumui had a quarterback hurry. And Wes Weeks had a fumble recovery. So that's your individual stats and your total team stats. We right now, we're going to transition to offensive breakdown. Offensive breakdown time. Let me get my little background music for offensive. No, we not. We ain't going to play. No, you know what? We ain't going to play no background music to the offense. I want y'all to hear everything I got to say about the offense. What we're going to do is we're going to pull up the first 10 plays of offense, man. And make sure you go to AmonHawkins.com for everything that I have on the net. If you want to see anything as far as like the walkthrough that you miss, any podcast that you miss, all in one hub, go to AmonHawkins.com. So let's pull up the first 10 plays of the game versus Illinois. I'll describe what I'm seeing on the screen and the outcome, just the first 10 plays. So the very first play of the game on our own 20-yard line, right hash. We come out 4 receiver set, back to the boundary. Got a quick motion from Billy Kemp to the field, which causes them the bump. And with the bump process, it looks like the safety went to go get Billy Kemp. Then man-to-man. So we got 2 guys running with Billy Kemp. And the fact the linebacker went with Billy Kemp on a short, quick out, the safety didn't see a 6'7", 240-pound man running a bang route right in the middle of the field for a great explosive play to start the game off. Now, the greedy ball hawk is like, man, if we were running the skinny post, that would have been a touchdown. But we ran a bang 8. Brennan put it on the rope. Dime piece. Big explosive play to start. I mean, this is a blown coverage. But that's what happens when you have that quick motion. And we've been showing a lot of short, quick game throws. So, first play of the game, everybody's antsy. We took advantage of that. Threw it to our tight end threat that we didn't show our first game of the season. Second play of the game, ball in the middle of the field. We got trips to the field. We send Tyler Popper with a little mirror motion, a little loop motion in front of the quarterback. We're trying to set up a little quick screen to Billy. They sniff it out. Brennan understands that. He tucks it. Nice individual effort for a good gain. Another explosive play on second down. I mean, on first down, the second play, though. The third play of this drive, the little muddle huddle action. Since it was both out there, so we got Keaton Thompson. I think, yeah, that's Swoboda. We got Swoboda out there. We got Billy Kemp on the top of the number. So, like, nice little bunch set. Then we got 2 backs in the backfield. Henry's one in the back. He's like the H-back. He shuffles to his left towards the 3 receivers that's on the numbers, but he's still inside the hash. We get what we want. They don't know what the hell they want to do. We take a shot. I just want Henry to be more violent with his hands. The safety's sitting. He got great speed. He's up on his toes. Be violent with your hands. Club down hard and accelerate. Coach always say, don't let him hold you. Don't let him hold you. Brendan had to make sure the corner wasn't going to slough off because Keaton was running like a nice little stop route. Once he realized the corner was going with Keaton, he laid it up. He pumped it, laid it up. You wish he could have thrown it more towards the sideline, but I understand he wanted to make sure he gave Henry the opportunity to back shoulder it. And knowing Henry, I consider this a drop. It's a tough catch. Definitely a tough catch. But if it hits your hand, it's considered a drop. But it's a tough one. I would just want him to be more violent with his hands once he closed the gap on the safety. Club down. So that's the third play. That was an incompletion. 4 play. Little window dressing. Got a penalty. So we come back out. empty backfield. Got double tights. Wicks at the bottom by himself with Woods. Keaton is a slot. Who's the top receiver? Billy's the top receiver. We got a jet motion with Keaton. The safety to the boundary runs down to get Keaton. And guess what they do? They leave Zero, the biggest man on the damn field, by himself. And I want to say this. Wicks put another corner on the dun-dun-duns down here. Ooh, that's a nice release, Wicks. That's what you teach. Give him that 1-2 while going up the field. Oh, that's a nice release, Wicks. Oh, Wicks had him beat too. Oh, my God. He was barbecue chicken. Woo! He lucky. He better be lucky Wolves is open, because he was barbecue. That would have been 3 barbecue or mildew. You was mildew. Yo, Wicks just put him on skates, and he ain't even got no ice out here. Wicks, you wrong for that, boy. What'd he do to you, Wicks? Why you do that? Corner. You got to shuffle first before you stick your hands out. And you can't stick both hands out. You got to hit replace. You got a two-piece. But he two-piece you. Ta-ta. He out of there. Jelani, he bucket neck is wide open. How do you not see? See, I want to say this. I don't want to get too long-winded. As much as folks complaining about the jet sweeps and the quarterbacks in motion and things, this is what those window dressing motions do to defenses. It causes the eyes to be undisciplined. That safety just knew we was going to flip it to Keaton. I mean, he came down like a bat out of hell and left Woods wide open. Woods, sometimes, brother, just keep running. Don't keep throwing your hand up like Randy Moss. Just run, Chico, run. Touchdown. And if the safety would have saw Woods, the corner was barbecue chicken anyway. I mean, Wicks, you disrespectful with these releases, boy. I like them too, because you'll hit a 1-2 thinking it's an early 1-2, and then you'll get into stride, and then you hit it with another. Yo, you got some good feet, Wicks. Whew, sheesh. So that was 5 plays with 1 penalty. So now we're on play 6. We got trips to the field on the hash. Ball in the boundary. We come with a smoke screen to the boundary to Billy. Nice play. Play 7. Feel like I'm getting long winded. I want to rush a little bit. Short motion. Keaton. Keaton motion. Everybody looking at Keaton. And guess who bucket naked? Rashawn this time. Because it came down on Jelani. The safety was like, oh no, I ain't letting O catch the ball. Good route, Rashawn. Way to get him on his toes, stem him out. He got outside leverage on you. You burst. You give him another outside lean, get to the outside shoulder. He flipped his butt to the sidelines. You made him backstep. Boom. Good throw, B.A. That's on a rope, too. The greedy ball hawk, like, man, just throw it. Just lead him a little bit more. And he runs away from him. But that's a rope. That's a rope. That's, let me see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, almost a 40-yard rope. That ain't a lot of air under that ball. That's like a 40-yard dagger from B.A. That's left to right. So his ball is naturally going to carry to the right because he's a left-handed quarterback. So from left to right is always going to be a strong suit. Ooh, no, never mind. You threw it down, because if you'd have let him more, he wouldn't have got there, because that thing was whistling. That probably was like on the field. A rope, because he caught that at his face. Yeah, that's a big lead. Throw right there, B.A. Thank you, Jelani, for taking the safety with you. I'm thirsty. That was a nice throw. Play 8. Nice little H-back. Got Darrington in the backfield. Nice little runoff tackle. Let the offensive lineman get low and nasty. Good individual effort by the linebacker, man. Deciphering what the play was. Beating our guard to the spot some. Glazer still got something on him. But he read it well. So salute to 35 for Illinois. That was a good read by him. And then, look, Dontavian. Wicks, come on, son. You can't be doing this to these corners, man. Oh my gosh. All right, so check this out. We got two receivers to the boundary. Keaton Thompson and Billy Kemp. We got two back set. They man to man. I don't know why they thought they could press our receivers man, but I guess you got to try. Wicks gets an outside release. He gave him a hint like he was running the speed out. But instead of going two-step, he went one. Boop, boop. The two-step he gave was like Sierra. One, two-step. Boop, boop. Oh, my gosh, corner. See, this is sometimes with corners where you overcover. Like, there was no need to even react to the out route for Wicks because he had Wicks upfield shoulder. But Wicks sold it like, oh, dog, you got me. Wicks kind of gave up on his out. Gave himself up like, damn, you got me. But he fooled you. Oh, this right here. Yo, send this to the wide receiver you right here on Twitter. This is textbook. This look like Devontae Adams for the Green Bay Packers right here. Oh, my God. Now, notice now, corner. I ain't going to say your number, but you realize you got barbecue chicken the last drive we threw it at Jelani Woods. Yo, Wicks, you disrespectful. You disrespectful. Clean route. Clean. Another dime, too. Because Brendan threw this before he even came out to break. Whew, look at that rope. Brendan, boy, you's a bad man when your feet set. Pew. Pretty ball, too. But them lefties, boy, when them lefties throw deep, that thing pretty. This was a one-man route. This was a Wicks get-open route. Because, everybody else running routes, don't get me wrong, but this is, yo, we coming to you. We know by formation what they're going to be in. And then play 10. What do we do? Play 10. Oh, Keaton. Wide open. Inside zone fake. Linebackers. We give them your big dummy awards. Their eyes was terrible. Like Chuck said, good and terrible. That was the explosive play right there to Keaton. What I want to say is this. So that's the first 10 plays, right? First 10 plays. What I want to say is every time we had some type of inside zone like fake or short motion fake, like jet motion when we snapped the ball, they backers or the safeties were coming down. Middle of the field was open all day long. And I felt like after this play, when did we go back to Jelani? That was later. So, yeah, we ran. Play 11 was nice, too. Nice little orbit motion to Billy. Gave it to Hollins. Hollins set up the safety with nice 1-2, and the safety made a good tackle. I mean, that was a big rush right there. I mean, we was hitting on all cylinders. That's play 11. When do we stall? Let's see when we stall. Here you go. Play 12. He put in Ira. It was no need to put in Ira, man. To me, at this point, even if it was scripted, it was no need to put him in there because they was letting us know based off how they was responding to any time we motion or put the ball in the belly of the back that they was looking for any type of outflank or inside action. And I felt like, you know, when you charting your plays, you kind of see and you getting feedback from upstairs. I feel like you set Ira up because Ira, we know it's a call keep. It's a call keep. It is. He's coming in the game to run with the ball. And there was no need because it killed our momentum. This was a negative run. Then play 13. What did we do? Play 13. We line up. We got four receiver. Ira still in the game. He coming short motion. Nice little play. We did a nice little spot concept with trips. Ira in the flat. Grant with nice little natural pick. Rashawn. A spot route behind him. All right, and I got some notes of the plays that were successful and stuff, but we still have Ira in. And we try to reverse to him, and to no avail. Like, I feel like that might have been scripted, but you didn't need to bring him in the game. I think that is when fans get frustrated. And again, I can't tell Coach and I how to coach because that ain't me. And then we keep Ira in the game, and he's at one of the receivers, and we run double crossers. And the funny thing about this, now that I look at this again, is that the backside safety sees Ira coming on an over route, and he skips Ira and goes right to Rashawn. And I see what B.A.'s saying. He's thinking any good safety would take the first threat because Ira has that DB beat. Like, Ira is actually open, but B.A. is like, I'm going to take the deep because the safety is short. But the safety is saying, like, psh, that's a backup quarterback. I ain't going to check him. I'm going to get two. And we got lucky because that safety took off, and he almost picked it off. It's one of the things where sooner or later we got to throw it to Ira. We're going to have to throw it to him. And then also we had Wicks coming from the other side underneath. But anyway, my main thing to talk about that was just, coaches, nah, man, don't adjust until they adjust. Don't try to foresee that they're going to make an adjustment. That's my one critique. It's like, keep doing what you're doing and make them overcompensate and overshow you that they can not only take away your first option, which was Jelani, make them take away that second option, which was the post over top of Jelani. Make them take away the third option, which was a slant or a hammer out away from those two guys high lowing. Like, make them take away all three options first and make them do it more than once before you go to the adjustment, before you go to something different. Because I felt like once you put Ira in the game, it kind of like took you out of your groove. And you probably had a package to where you wanted to implement him and you felt like, all right, they saw this. I expect them to do that. But I really felt like you had them on the ropes and they were in the mindset of saying, oh, no, we still going to react to that because we don't feel like y'all going to keep doing that. I think teams know that we will adjust for them, if that makes sense. Like, we'll go away from what's working. And they don't have to adjust because we're going to create a self-inflicted wound to pretty much give them a reprieve. You know what I'm saying? So that's my main thing, boss. But other than that, Dr. Bob, man, the numbers say you're doing a hell of a job. Ain't too much you can do. We could say we want a consistent running game, the old school running game. We come from the student body left, the student body rights, but it's hard, man. Over 200 yards rushing versus Wilmer Murray. 133 this game. Over 500 yards of total offense the first two games as an average. I know you can't really grade because you don't want to get... Look, we wahoos, right? We always got a little hesitation. No matter what sport it is, the team is balling and there's always hesitation. But you go off what you've seen in the past, and in the past, people just don't trust Coach and I. They feel like at some point in the game, he's going to let the opponent back in because he's going to try to get too cute. Like my dog, Derek, says, salute for all the emails you send me, Derek. I'm with you. He will get too cute. Like, the hour plays weren't called for. Even if the result was good, I felt like B.A. was in his bag. The receiver core was in their bag. Like, keep letting them kill. Keep letting them eat. Keep your foot on their throat. Because when people was like, Illinois, I'm going to talk about what they did on offense, because they let us off the hook too. I'm going to talk about them as well on the defensive side. And we're almost 35 minutes. Let me wrap this up on offense. But a funny story. So y'all remember when B.A. got hit low and his knee was bothering him? He went on the bike and I'm walking down the sideline. I'm like, B.A., you straight? He like, yeah. I said, man, if you need me to get you some like Wolverine blood or some Black Sea oil to help you heal faster, let me know. He was like, I don't need that. I got my own blood. Yo, and he said, I like that. Make that a sound. Make that a sound bite, ball hoe. Make sure you include that in your podcast. So shout out to my man, Brendan Armstrong. Brendan, I got my own blood, Armstrong. He said he didn't need no Wolverine blood. He didn't need no Black Sea oil. He got his own blood. And he got back in the game with the knee brace on as a, you know, precautionary procedure, and he balled out. So salute to Brendan Armstrong. Anything else I wanted to talk about? Yeah. Oh, and the interception though, man, great job by the DB. That play was a right-to-left throw from B.A. And remember I told you his ball travels naturally left to right because he's a lefty. So when he's throwing right to left, even with Jelani one time, if he would have led, like, start, you know, release the ball a little earlier, it's almost like a curveball. You would want him to more throw like a slider where it goes away from the receivers a little bit to lead him. A lot of times when he's throwing right to left, his balls would tend to carry behind. So, he had to let the ball go a little earlier because he has that natural right to left movement. Like Perk was the same way. Perk was right-handed. His ball naturally went right to left. So anytime he was throwing a post from left to right, you know, if the ball, like if he's looking down the field and the post is coming from his left to his right, most of the time the ball would be close to back shoulder. But if it was coming from his right to his left, since he was right-handed, throwing, that natural follow-through lands to his left, so the ball would naturally, you hear what I'm saying, drift to the left. Okay, God dig it. I'm rambling. I hope you got what I mean. So anytime Brendan's throwing right to left, the ball tends to be right on the, between the numbers or to the backside of the receiver. So that's my only critique. And that's how the receiver made the DB made the interception. Keaton went up high, made a great catch. It was a good ball. Instead of being high in the way, it was high inside. And the DB played the hands, what you teach you. High five. Play through the hands. Play through the hands. Never give up. He played through the hands and just stripped it away from KT. So it was a great play by the DB. That was the only blemish on Brendan. All right, with the 36-minute mark, we're going to transition to defense. Before we transition to defense, make sure you go to sthujuice.com. Get your Shut the Hell Up Juice apparel. And if you need a special colorway, just hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at IamBallHawk. So defensively, let's pull up the first 10 defensive plays. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go through the first 10 defensive plays, and then we're going to look at the first drive of the second half because they made a good adjustment coming out in the second half. So Illinois, I keep wanting to call them Wisconsin because they coached at Wisconsin, and all he wanted to do was run the ball. They came out with a little extended split or remove. Basically, instead of the tight end being right beside the guard, he's actually has an oversplit, and you have the H-back inside of him. They had a short jet motion, then he came back with another quick jet. They flipped it to Isaiah, their receiver, who's similar to Billy. New did a great job of staying home. He just missed the tackle, but Joey came and cleaned them up clean. He blew it up with a tackle for loss. That was a great pursuit right there. And that was Joey's responsibility. He understood who the fourth guy was. He had Allie. Nick Jackson was right there too, but that closing from Joey was phenomenal. Second play, they come out like we in roll coverage. Oh, no, we got a cat. Gucci man on the blitz from the boundary. They pick it up. Nick comes down. Got Joy over top from the middle. Nick just got to make this tackle. Outside in, all Nick has to do is shuffle before they shoot his gun. He came to balance, protected his outside. Inside foot was up. Inside foot near shoulder, that's perfect. But he has to shuffle now. He didn't shuffle. So he didn't have balance. Once the guy made a little 1-2, shuffle with him, Nick, and then shoot your gun. You just shot your gun without closing the space, and that's how you missed the tackle. A lot of times, man, we forget to shuffle because with a quick move, we think we outflank, but a lot of times the shuffle will just bring us right back to, you know, allow us to close that space and get our hands on them. Missed the tackle, but the troops rallied. Next play, that were tights. Nick came down like a grown man. So you got Nick Jackson coming in from the front side, A-gap, causing a cutback, and then Nick Grant comes in and fills that backside. I think that's the C. Yeah, backside C-gap and destroys the running back in his tracks. That's perfect, Nick. Came to balance, same shoulder, same foot, same hip. Boom. head on the outside, boom. That's textbook right there, Nick Grant. That's how you come back. You just missed the tackle. You came in the alleyway. Finish him. Yeah, Nick. Ooh, any guy hype. I see you, Nick. Four play, little play action. We roll coverage again to the field. Well, we roll coverage on both sides now. Giving them the underneath, come up and tackle. Just keep your head up, Gucci. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. One, three, finish the tackle for you. Fifth play. Double tights. Got H back to the field behind the tight end. So they got four receivers to the field. Four receiving threat. Well, one of the tight ends is covered up, so he can't go out. They check. Now they back to 12 personnel. They balance. Oh, yeah, we blew that. Ooh, look at Nick Grant coming weak side to that C gap again. We got the corner stepped up, so the tight end has to take him. Smiley doing a great job playing with his hands. They tried to reach him with the tackle. And since Nick is the deep safety, he's unaccounted for. So the tackle and the guard double teaming Smiley, and they don't see Nick. And Nick is unaccounted for, and you do what unaccounted for defenders do. Destroy. Yeah, Nick. Boom. That's how you Seattle tackle right there. That Seahawk tackle right there. I'm thirsty. Yeah, he destroyed him. Hunter was right there with him, too. They tried trips to the field. Like, they're going to do a little spot action. Yep. So, spot action is where you got three receivers. And usually on spot, you'll get one. So, sometimes you can run, like, a post route, a stop route, and another stop or a corner route. But when we say spot, is it that third receiver, very inside guy, is usually just trying to find a spot to hook up at. Once the other two guys disperse and go to their routes, the third guy just runs to a spot and stops. They're hoping you're in zone. It looks like they ran a skinny with a bench route. Ventrell, just a little high on his flip. Bad ball, but he was there. Play seven. We blowing up they runs. We just stunting, and guys are playing with their hands. Famui at the nose, took two guys with him. Nua destroyed the tackle that trying to get the Nick. Played with his hands. He's unblocked now. Nick took on the tackle. You got Joey coming downhill, filling the alley, and delivering the blow. Yeah, that's organized chaos. That's havoc right there. Play eight. Short motion. They're still in one back, two tight ends. So, you know, that's 12 personnel. They got two receivers. So they got trips to the field. Running the arrow route. They ran divide, which is a corner and a corner by number two, a post by the very outside. We gave up the little arrow. Ooh, Gucci. With a big hit. No, is that Gucci? Hold on, man. I skipped it. Was that Gucci man on the tackle? No, that's Bratton. Woo, I see you, Bratton. That's a big tight end you hitting like that, too. Oh, this one almost busted third and one. We just guessed wrong. And then a 10th play on defense, swing route. Clary came up, slowed him down, TFL. So those are the first 10 play. That's that. God dig it. Impressive. So let's get to the adjustment. So Illinois initially, they was running the ball. They was coming out with two tight end sets. They were trying to remove the tight end and split him and then put the H back inside of him. Doing a lot of movement. We were stunting, bringing guys up, being very aggressive. But for some reason, in the second half, it's like we went and we expected them to throw the ball. Second half, play 42. That's when the second half start. And they made an adjustment. They really started pulling guys. They didn't pull guys a lot the first half. So they come out, four receiver set. Oh, that ain't it. What am I doing? Second half begins at 29. Play 29. Not play 42. My bad, people. My bad. Bear with me. Bear with me. Bear with me. Let me pull that up right quick. I just wanted to point out the difference and adjustments that they made. And you know, let you guys know that they probably talking to their offensive coordinator like we talk to it now sometimes. Like, dude, why did you go away from this? We did make an adjustment to that too. But what they did this first series coming out was impressive. This whole drive was impressive. So they came out two tight end sets again. The same short motion that they ran the first play of the game. But they play action out of it. They caught Devontae cheating. They got Isaiah in the flat. Devontae should have just stayed home. He would have took the flat. Noah would have had the quarterback by himself. So that was a nice adjustment. Understanding that we were shutting the run down, being super aggressive, used that against us. So that was a big play to start off the half. Then they went trips to the field. Then they ran to the boundary. And this was a dope play right here. This play right here. They hadn't shown. So they finally realized that we had an extra defender if they went double tights, right? Usually it was going out of tight end, two tight ends, but this time they went three receivers to the field. And by going three receivers to the field, we had to take a safety and bump him to the field. And where Nick was being that extra defender to the boundary, now that safety has to play more to the middle of the field because we have Noah coming down. And if it's a post or under route, now the middle safety has to see that. So with that adjustment, now they got to get to the next level with our backers. And Gucci Man is the force guy, but now the tight end was blocking him anyway. But Nick Grant was always the unaccounted for safety. Well, now Clary is the unaccounted for safety, but instead of him being lined up in the boundary and probably like 6 yards, now he has to be about 10 yards to the middle of the field because of the third wide receiver threat versus just a tight end that's attached to the line of scrimmage. So they run a belly to the weak side, and it creates a big game. Now they come out, and they do it again. They're showing us more receiving threats to the field. They're making our safeties back up more. But they run to the field now. And by running to the field, they crack and pull. They peel out with two linemen, and they got us outnumbered. They got us. They got us beat because our extra defenders are now 10 yards deep versus 6. So that extra 4 yards, now you got pulling guys. Another big play. Now, granted, I think only took him four or five plays, and then they get a pass interference on Gucci Man. He didn't have to push the receiver right here. You had him, Gucci Man. You had him. You had him, bro. You had to put your hands on him. He's so physical, man. He tried to give him an extra shove, and the ball was in the air, so you got a pass interference right there. And then this play, the touchdown run, they are in, let me get to the end zone. They back in 12 personnel, but they got both tight ends to the field. And unlike the first half, they pulled guys. And they got Noah sealed. Once Noah got sealed, and with that put, they got Ben sealed with the tight end blocking down. They pull in the front side tackle. They pull in the center. The H-back does a good job of sealing Noah. The pulling center gets enough of Nick. And Joey is back deep enough because of the two receivers that he really can't feel the alley. Devontae just doesn't defeat the receiver quick enough. Because I feel like if he defeats the receiver quick enough and makes the back declare right now, Joy can, because Joy has like two alleyways he has to run through. I mean, Nick Forces, it's just Noah got hooked. Once Noah got hooked, to play, like, they got us. Because they already had us outnumbered anyway. Joy was the free guy, but he's 10 yards back. And they still had a free lineman come up the field, and they score. So they have a good running series. And what do? They come right back to what they showed us in the first half. They try to throw, try to get cute. I would have kept running the ball. After you ran the ball down our throat, you try to get cute. And now you run the same flip play that we killed the first play of the game, the second play. And Joy does the same thing. He destroys Isaiah, number one. So it's third down. Like, why would you come out throwing when it was the running that gave us the issue? So, you know, that's that. Defensively, man, I thought we did a good job, man. Gucci man, congrats on your interception, bro. I got a theme song for you. Yeah, 3-4, you better lock your doors. That's Anthony Johnson's theme song for now on. Every time he make a play, he got an interception, so that's what I'm gonna play for him.
1-2, Gucci's coming for you. 3-4, better lock your doors.
So that's all I got, man. I went over time. I'm sorry, man. I really wanted to go in depth of, you know, showing that, like, coach and I keep doing what you was doing. Don't get, try to foresee things so much that you end up creating a self-inflicted wound. Like, you had them schemed up. You could have hung up 60 on them, bro. Like, you could have just kept attacking the middle of the field. They didn't know what to do with all your motions. They reacted to it. You game planning the hell out of them. You game planning the hell out of them. You got some weapons. You definitely got some weapons. Folks want the traditional running game. Like, that's always going to be an argument, right? We got to run the ball. We got to run the ball. It's like, bro, we averaging like 160 yards a game. People say men lie, women lie, numbers don't. I always say, if you one of the folks to say numbers don't lie, can you really say, come on, and now we got to run the ball better? When you got like over 330 yards in two games, you average over 500 yards of total offense. Don't get me wrong, the cuteness, yes. That's why I always tell folks, stop saying numbers don't lie. Because you're going to say right here, nah. I mean, if you look at, but according to the numbers, we got what we got to do. According to the numbers, what we got to do?
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around.
We got to sip the juice, right? Because according to the numbers, he running the ball, right?
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around.
Over 30 carries. Running the ball more.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around.
You got folks saying late in the game, man, we need to run the ball. I'm like, why? Them DBs is barbecue chicken. Keep throwing at them. No disrespect to y'all young boys. Y'all get better. You know what I'm saying? You will improve. People saying that about our DBs last year. Oh, well, I do want to say that the touchdown. Hey, Nick, understand formations, bro. You had Gucci Man down as the fourth guy. You had no receiving threat. It was just a tight end. You had the receiving threat to the field. You got to understand that, hey, man, I know you've been coming down, filling on the alley, getting your hit on. But just know, Gucci was right there, how the game was in the middle of the field. Just make sure your re-steps is backwards, not forward. And that's what teams do. They're going to see that you come down, you feel the alleyway, and, yeah, we're going to praise you for you know, putting your face in the fan, but understand, pass first. Make sure you're getting your proper read. And make sure if it's pass, you always see that front side post. See the front side post. We pedal towards the front side post because the side, you could naturally use the sideline and the boundary as your extra defender if they try to throw that go route in the hole. Like, if you're the only safety and you know Fentrell by himself, and Fentrell, you got to understand, you know, leverage. Make them run the outside route. Don't give up the post across your face because that's tough. That's a long run for yourself. See the percentages. Don't let them close the space like that. Get out of your pedal quicker. Good throw by the quarterback too. But yeah, Nick, you just got to see that front side post better, brother. And you got better at that. You dropped two picks, but that's okay. That's okay. You let Gucci get his. That's okay. But I ain't going to ramble no more, man. I don't like my podcast being over 60 minutes because there's so much information. I don't want to bore you. Y'all see, I ain't put a lot of background music. I wanted you to understand the words that was coming out of my mouth this episode. This was a good game for the Wahoos. They're going up against a high-power offense. Sam Howell, hell of a quarterback. Think he had damn near 100 yards rushing last game. But we'll talk about, you know, you'll get the podcast Friday of my thoughts on UNC. Going down there in USC. But salute to Brendan Armstrong, hell of a game. Salute to Noah Taylor, hell of a game. Two sacks. Salute to Wicks, two touchdowns. Salute to Woods for his 100 yards receiving. Salute to guys creating explosive plays. Dr. Bob, my guy, you know how we do. Keep your foot on their throat, Dr. Bob. Keep your foot on their throat. No let-ups, Dr. Bob. Don't do it no more, okay? If you throwing, keep throwing. If you cooking, keep cooking. Why you want to let the food marinate? You hungry. Don't keep cooking them. All right, Dr. Bob, this is your boy, Ball, the reasonable one. Okay? I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to use for my outro music without cuss words because, you know, I can't have no cuss words, you know? I don't want no cuss words. Petty Hawk, no cuss words. We got to make sure there is no cuss words to the outro song. Do you got me? Okay. There's not supposed to be any cuss words, so make sure you subscribe to the Ball Show podcast. That's all I got for y'all, man. If you got any ideas and want to hear anything else broken down pre or post game, let me know. Email me, theballhawk9@gmail.com. Salute to my dog, Derek, who always provide me feedback. I'm with you, man. Coach and I, they say ain't no need to get cute when you killing. Ain't no need to get cute when you killing, coach. So with that being said, man, let's get up out of here. Let's get some of this Dipset anthem right here. Hey, Petty Hawk, wait. This better be the clean version, bro. Is this the clean version? We going to see. Holla at y'all. Peace. Come on. Your boy, yeah, it's Santana. Once again, hey man, oh yeah, let me see you do this. Killer, Jim, freaking. Oh, make sure, AmonHawkins.com, STHUJuice.com. Make sure you subscribe and share the podcast. Okay, I'm out. Yep. Tell them it's August, I'm going to November. I need a couple birds, get abroad, have them sent up. Call my bird, get my broad, have her sent up. Call my squad, have them sent up, please. Yeah, I see a town I'm liking. See some getting money in a town, I like it. Yeah, I run up on them with the and light it like it's my block now, alright, kid. He understood me quite clear. Then that thing bang out and rang out the side of his right ear. And I got back to my business, back to my back to the kitchen at Pyrex Vision. Pop, I let that white stuff sit in. Get hard, get rock, get to the block and pitch it. Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is how I'm living. And this is how I'm getting marching on me for a day. So hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey, I stood at home, head on the chrome in the zone, flicking the channels, watching how the gangsters do it. Say with me, I stood alone, getting dome from a thick chicken sandwich. Yeah, now I see death around.